This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here, and you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
So things are a little bit different here tonight on Free Talk Live. We've got some major changes that have happened to the video side of things, and it happened fast. Last night, Will Coley, who is the host of The Call to Freedom that just premiered, we're following Will now on LRN.fm on weekday afternoons. If you're on the radio, you didn't hear that. If you're a radio listener of ours, you didn't hear that. But those of you who've been listening on LRN.fm, you did. And last night, Will sent me a message saying, hey, you guys' camera feed is down. And so, of course, I went to the Free Talk Live YouTube channel, and camera feed's fine. I don't know what you're talking about. He says, shows me the screenshot from LRN.fm, which is the Liberty Radio Network, the website where we're heard on the Internet, one of the myriad of places where we're heard on the Internet, and the cam feed was down there. Well, there were two separate feeds. There's the one that goes to the Free Talk Live channel on YouTube, which was fine, but then there was the one that goes like 24/7 to the LRN.fm channel on YouTube, and that was definitely down. And so I went, I checked it out, I logged into that account on Google, and sure enough, there was one of their strikes. Somebody had issued a strike, or maybe there was a complaint, or maybe it was their automated system that picked up copyrighted music or something like that, because sometimes on LRN, some of the hosts, it's an internet network, you know, with hosts from all around the globe. Sometimes people play copyrighted music. I don't care. I don't believe in intellectual property. Whatever. I don't know what people are playing on their show. And I don't know if that's what the terms of service violation was, because YouTube, in their warning, they said, oh, we've frozen your stream, we've locked down live streaming. You can still upload videos to this YouTube channel, but you can no longer live stream for the next month. And we're going to tell you that the reason why was somewhere in our community guidelines there was a violation. We are not going to tell you at what time the violation happened, which they know what time it happened, because there's a certain point at which their system was alerted and it picked up some violation. So they didn't give me the time frame, so I have no idea what I'm looking for, what show was on at the time of the violation. I have no clue. And they also didn't bother to say anything at all about what the alleged violation was. It was just, we have community guidelines, and we've determined that something that you put on your 24-hour broadcast at some point, presumably the day of, violated
those guidelines. I don't know if I would presume that, but...
Well, that's when they froze the stream. So, presumably, whatever. Whatever it was, I don't have any idea. So,
somebody could have been watching a show from 2013 and decided to report it. You don't know.
Well, I mean, the only thing on this channel is a live stream. So it's just an LRN.fm live stream. That was all that YouTube channel was used for. So that's the only thing that it could have been. It must have been something that went out over the programming day, and all they let me do was hit the appeal button. Okay, fine. Press the appeal button. And then there's a one-sentence area where I could give some sort of reason for appeal, which, of course, I said to them, I don't even know what I'm appealing. So I don't know how I'm supposed to appeal this. And so immediately I thought, all right, well, you know, we've been doing this video feed thing for a long time on Free Talk Live for, I don't know, several years at least, many years. We started as a radio show. We're still primarily a radio show. We've got a podcast. And then at some point we added a video component. And we've been through the Ustream. We've been to Livestream. We've been on Facebook Live. We've been on YouTube Live. And it's just, all of these video services they're so bad. they've gotten worse over the years with the advertising that just gets even more interfering with the video, like just in some cases breaking in the middle of in the middle of content that where commercials aren't supposed to be, and playing ads right there. It's frustrating. Now, of course, some of them will let you get an ad-free account. Now, when
I thought you had to monetize something in order for it to have ads on it.
What do you mean?
Like, I thought you as a YouTube owner had to...
I was talking generally about video streaming services. So, like, Ustream, Livestream. These are two of the big boys out there. Before YouTube did live, Ustream and Livestream were two of the major players. And they still are, from what I can tell. And their quality is fine. It's just that, obviously you don't get anything for free in this world. I get that. And advertising has to support these free distribution models. But the prices that they wanted to take away advertising was, for the average streamer, way out of their ballpark. And for Free Talk Live for many years, way out of our ballpark. And I never could justify, even now that, we're doing much better financially these days, thanks to cryptocurrency, and contributions from our listeners. Now that we're doing much better, we could easily pay one of those fees, but they're still so insanely expensive. It's like for the half a dozen people that watched these video feeds, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it. I don't see paying $1,000 or $200 or $500 or whatever it is. There's some amount where they'll just take away the ads. I haven't looked in years, and they always raise the prices. They didn't seem to get cheaper over time. You pay this amount, and then what? We get a dozen viewers? Is it really worth that? I don't think anybody with fiscal, prudence would say yes to that. So, after YouTube shut down that video feed, I'm thinking, all right, well, what are the options here? I don't want to go back to Ustream. I don't want to go back to Livestream. I don't want to go to Facebook. And so what are the options?
Facebook's just going to take everything down anyway.
Facebook's terrible. They're just awful, and I quit using Facebook at the beginning of the year, which was a good thing. But so what else is there? Oh, there was a post on the Free Talk Live forum, because the Free Talk Live forum is really useful, and people are posting there, which is cool. You're one of the moderators, actually, Melanie. And one of the posts there was about, hey, Free Talk Live could make possibly some income from doing Twitch streaming. I'm thinking, that's cool. Maybe we can have Johnny Ray play his game of the week on Twitch. I think some people would probably actually really like that. But no, they were talking about putting the show on Twitch. And so that's what changed in the last 24 hours was YouTube booted LRN.FM's channel, banned us basically from live streaming for a month. So, all right, well, let's just forget about the 24/7 live stream, and we'll just stream our Keene-based studio shows, which we now have Call to Freedom running weekdays out of the studio before Free Talk Live, the 3 hours before Free Talk Live, and Free Talk Live 7 nights a week. So that's content that's now going to be live. It's still on the Free Talk Live YouTube channel because they haven't shut that down yet. And we don't play copyrighted music on this program, so that shouldn't be a shutdown issue. And then Twitch, which is now airing us in HD, which you cannot get us in HD on YouTube because, they banned our other channels, so why should we stream in HD to YouTube when we can stream it to Twitch? Which now you're not familiar with Twitch, right? You told me before the
no.
show. So it's actually a fairly popular website, and we can talk a little bit more about it. I wanted to welcome our Twitch viewers out there. They have their own chat room on Twitch, and of course there's also the LRN chat on LRN.FM's site that we've had for many years, which is an IRC-based chat. But the Twitchers have their own chat there, and it was actually really active during the Call to Freedom, which I was really pleased with, given that it's our first night on Twitch. So we normally don't talk about the behind-the-scenes stuff too deep because we take your calls and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. And that's what we're going to do here. We got John on the line in Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live on Skype.
Hi, guys. Hi. I'm calling to report on the end of the Bundy case.
It finally
ended today. All charges against the Bundys were dismissed with prejudice.
Wow.
They are free and clear.
That is absolutely fantastic. Now, for the listeners that are unfamiliar, how is it that that you would summarize, if you will, what actually do? Hang on, you can come back, right, John?
Okay.
All right. Sure. More with John in Nevada. He's been really close to this whole thing in the Bundy trial, which is, for those that don't remember, it was in the, I think, 2014. There was a standoff at a ranch out in Nevada between the Bureau of Land Management, the federal government, and these the ranchers. And it sounds like they've been completely exonerated. We'll get an update from John here in moments. Your calls and thoughts also welcome here on Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. you may dial in toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or if you've got Skype, you're welcome to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Major changes to the Free Talk Live video feeds. Now, I actually haven't updated our website to include the Twitch feed. So if you want to see the Twitch feed, you can just go to our channel on Twitch, which is LRN _FM, or just go to the front page of LRN.FM. I did embed it in there. I need to definitely make a note to do that. There's been a lot of changes that have come down in the last 24 hours with YouTube banning the LRN feed. So it's good to be on Twitch. We're going to continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. And one of the things, if you're new to Free Talk Live, and whether it's on the radio or however you're listening to us, one of the things about our show is we do talk a lot about cryptocurrencies on Free Talk Live, including Dash, which is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. I actually used Dash today to pay for my lunch while we were out at the local cryptocurrency meetup at Dee's Cafe here in Keene, because they take cryptocurrency, they take Dash, and they take Bitcoin, but nobody wants to pay with Bitcoin anymore because of the crazy fees on the Bitcoin Core network. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Melanie.
John is on the line in Nevada via Skype. You're giving us an update on the Bundy Ranch standoff case. Can you just kind of recap for our listeners, maybe just tuning in, what the case was about? And, you know, as you said, they've been the charges dismissed with prejudice. That means the state cannot bring these charges back on them again, which is great news for them. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. The standoff occurred in 2014 when there was a disagreement between the Bundys and the BLM over the Bundys' ranching rights. The BLM came and confiscated the Bundys' cattle. The Bundys called on patriots to come to their ranch to defend them from the government. And there was an armed standoff, it has been described, where there were armed patriots, as they call themselves, and armed, obviously, agents of the BLM and the FBI. No shots were fired, but 2 years later, when the Malheur occupation became a hot issue, the Bundys were suddenly charged for the standoff in at the Bundy Ranch. So charges were not brought for 18 months to 2 years, but they were finally brought when they thought they could pile on the Malheur charges. Well, today...
And they failed at Malheur, by the way, first. And those guys were charged, and ultimately most of them were completely exonerated.
That's correct. All the Bundys there were exonerated of the major conspiracy charges, whatever. I think they may have dinged Ryan Bundy with one ticky-tack charge, but nothing of consequence.
And we're talking about juries, by the way. I want to make sure we're clear on this. These are jury trials where the jurors came back with not guilty.
Yes, in Oregon, the jurors came back with not guilty. In this trial, the jury was dismissed in December because the trial had gone totally awry with new information coming out. It was dismissed, but it was only today that the judge finally said, no, there isn't going to be any retrial. The only remedy here is dismissal with prejudice.
That's great.
So the jury did not get to – the jury heard a lot of this trial. Well, they didn't even get to the defense, really.
Wow.
Before – I think the turning point was in December. This letter came forward from Larry Wooten, a BLM agent who was originally in charge of the investigation, and he reported massive misconduct on the part of the BLM. I think this was the bale of hay that broke the camel's back. that it suddenly became clear to everyone, it suddenly became clear to the judge and the prosecution that there was no way this was going to go forward. So this is Clive and Bundy, Ammon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, and Ryan Payne were all had charges dismissed today without prejudice.
Awesome.
There is an additional tier of defendants waiting for a third trial, but I don't think it's possible at all. I think all they need to do is file papers, and they will get their charges dismissed with prejudice too. It's the exact same case. So
excellent.
I think the people wait. Now, one question that arises is, what about people? There have been people convicted in these trials already. Two in the Bundy standoff trial have been convicted. There have been there may have been Pete Santilli pled out. Now, of course, you know, when you plead in a case like this, you're pleading under huge duress.
Sure.
You know,
scary. They're going to hit you with some serious charges and possibly multiple years in prison. If the plea deal is like probation, most people are going to take that.
They're being threatened with 40 years in prison, and I don't blame Pete Santilli at all for pleading to a minor felony for time served. He was basically convicted of not moving his car when the police asked him to, not moving it quickly. That was his conviction. So that's a pretty good plea.
No, it's not. He's convicted of a felony, but, you know, he could have beaten it, right? Because these other guys are beating it at jury trials. It's just that it's hard.
Well, he would have beaten it.
Decision.
He was in this trial. He would have beaten it, but I don't blame him for not.
I don't think you can ever blame somebody for taking a plea deal. I mean, people, they want to reduce the damage that is being done to their life, and a plea deal is on its face, it appears to be the path with least resistance. It's an easy way to, you know, get this behind you, accept some level of consequence, and just get through it, especially if it doesn't have any kind of prison time on the plea deal. And I don't know exactly what his plea deal was, but it's very, very attractive to people. And, you know, I stand out in front of courthouses and hand out, did it this morning, actually. I was doing jury outreach, but for folks that didn't have jury duty, I'd give them the don't take a plea deal flyer. And a lot of people appreciate what it says, and they understand it. But, you know, if it feels like the right thing to do to take a plea, I wouldn't blame somebody for it. Unfortunately, the more people collectively who take pleas, the worse off we all are, because taking a plea deal ultimately just encourages the government to continue to abuse people, and they know they're going to get away with it. So ultimately, there's a benefit sort of over time if people stop taking the plea deal, but you can never blame somebody individually for it. John, thanks for calling in with the update here tonight, man. I really appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for being there on the spot.
One more thing?
Yes, sir, quick.
Yeah, the one thing I would like people to remember is that this would have been the day that Lavoie Finicum would have walked free, cleared of all charges, if he hadn't been murdered in the snow in Oregon by the government.
By the state police, I believe.
State police and the FBI and several other agencies.
Okay, I thought the shooter was a state cop in that case. I didn't know there was more than one.
Probably the one who killed him was a state cop. The FBI also fired shots.
Okay, thanks for the update, John. I appreciate hearing from you. We got more Free Talk Live on the way here at 855 450 free.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, at Skype username lrn.fm, here with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Melanie.
Melanie, coming up here, we're going to talk about female libertarians, or should I say the elusive female libertarians, because there really aren't that many of them. And of course, there's always the old question of, well, why is that? And we barely, I don't know if we even got to scratch the surface of this last weekend or last week when you were here on Monday. So we definitely need to get into that. Plus, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we've got all kinds of cool features like the brand new video streaming to Twitch. Although I got to admit that's not yet on freetalklive.com because it's so new. I haven't even had a chance to update the website with it. But the Twitch stream is embedded over at lrn.fm on the front page there. And, of course, if you're watching us on Twitch, welcome aboard to the program. Also, I do want to let you know about Anarchapulco. It is coming up in just over a month from now, coming up on February 15th through the 18th. If you love liberty, if you love cryptocurrency, and you love a good time, you definitely want to be in Acapulco, Mexico, at the Princess Resort for Anarchapulco. You'll be seeing great speakers, including Ron Paul. That's right. The Ron Paul, the one that ran for president a few times and brought probably more people on board with the ideas of freedom than anyone else. Yeah, he's going to be there, and he'll be part of Anarchapulco. Making Anarchy Great Again is the headline this year. It's going to be a great event because 2017 was awesome. This is a new location. It's right there on the beach. You're going to get live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more, and other great guest speakers, including G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brent Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Kerry Wedler, Vit Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan. It's just going to be an all-star libertarian networking party event. You really don't want to miss this. Go and get your tickets with code FTL. You'll get 10% off. Code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at anarchapulco.com. And we'll look forward to seeing you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. Once again, that's anarchapulco.com. Ian and Melanie in the studio here tonight. Of course, we can take your calls about whatever's on your mind here. But, Melanie, you've been wanting to talk about female libertarians. What was it that made you want to bring this up on the air?
Well, it wasn't really female libertarian so much as the obnoxious question that keeps getting asked by random people.
The one of why there aren't as many female libertarians as there are male libertarians?
Yes.
I mean, the breakdown is pretty stark, right? I mean, you can understand why people ask that question, can't you? If you go into a room of look, if you go into a room of libertarians, I remember a few years ago, back when Daryl Perry, who is now the chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Well, that's not really libertarians. It's a political group, but
okay, they're people who call themselves libertarians.
Yeah.
We went to their convention 1 year, and I remember driving there because Daryl had never been to a Libertarian Party convention here. I hadn't either, because the Libertarian Party up until the last year in New Hampshire was basically just a pathetic shell of what it had been in the past, and now it's much, much better, thanks to Daryl's efforts and some of the Roger Paxton and some of the other great folks that took over there. But at this time, we were driving up there, and I said to Daryl, as we were driving up to Concord for this meeting, I said, all right, let's see if we can predict how many women will be attending this meeting. And I think we predicted like maybe 1 out of 10 people, so 10%. And we were pretty darn close. It was a little less, I think, than 10%, but it was about 1 out of every 10 attendees. So like 2 out of 23 people were female. And that's an easy prediction to make, because in any given libertarian group, it's going to be weighted heavily, not just like a 60-50 split, but a 90-10 or 80-20 split, female or male to female. So when you're in a situation with that kind of a disparity, you can understand why people will observe that and say, well, why is this disparity here? Why, you know, these are the ideas of freedom are moral ideas. They're good ideas. They're sensible ideas. The idea of you leave people alone, the non-aggression principle, the concept that you do not use aggressive force or the threat of force to achieve political or social goals. This is something that should resonate with any human being with a shred of morality. So where are the women? This is a question that has been asked for years. You're saying you're frustrated by it.
I mean, I'm not saying that nobody should have ever asked it. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, it's and if you're talking about the LP, that might be a little different because you have people in the LP that are philosophical, like Daryl, and that might be more so the case in New Hampshire specifically, but mm-hmm. As a large part, the LP is more of a political organization than it is anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which is, to be fair, what it holds itself out to be, so I guess that's fine.
But what does that have to do with anything? I mean, I can tell you I've seen Green parties.
Because it's two different definitions.
But the Green Party has plenty of women involved.
I would imagine the Green Party would.
So the fact that it's political doesn't exclude women being
involved.
No,
I'm not saying that the LP has no women because they're political. I'm saying that we should acknowledge that that's a separate thing than libertarians.
I get what you're saying there. Okay. But are you saying that the LP has fewer women involved than other libertarian groups?
I don't know. I would expect them to have more because it's more watered down.
Oh. Now, what are you saying there? Are you saying that women would be more attracted to watered-down libertarianism?
I would think that people in general would be more attracted to watered-down anything. And
but
so,
why not so many women?
I mean, okay, so I guess we need to figure out what we're talking about here, because the LP and libertarianism are two very different things.
You can go to...
So...
I'll give you this. The Free State Project seems to have, or the Liberty Migration to New Hampshire seems to have, as far as a subset of libertarian types, it seems to have more women than, you know, as far as like a greater ratio or better ratio of women to men, like maybe 70-30 or something
like that.
Yeah,
but have you talked to them? And are they really here, or did they get brought here?
Well, that was what I was going to say, was I think a lot of them were sort of come-alongs with
Yeah, because if a guy's going to go on the forum and be like, I'm an anarchist, he doesn't have to bring his wife to that. If a guy's going to move to New Hampshire, he kind of has to bring his wife or not come. So...
Yeah, that's what exactly what I was going to say. So that's why I think you can see a better split in that particular organization. But what other libertarian organizations can we really look at to see what the ratio of males to females are?
I mean, I don't...
I mean, I get what you're saying. There are a lot of things in libertarianism besides the Libertarian
Party. I
think
the demographics are pretty clear what they are. I don't know exactly what they are, but if you go to any platform or not organization officially,
on Free Talk
Live,
it's 80-20. We did a demographic, you know, voluntary kind of demographic study.
Yeah, and all the women here aren't even libertarians, but so...
Well, the ones that are responding... Oh, you're talking about the hosts?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the hosts.
No. I'm talking about the listeners.
Oh, okay,
so, I'm sorry, I didn't make that clear. It's 80 male, 20 female.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, go to
but
any...
But also talk radio strong.
Yeah, whether it's formal or informal. I mean, think about the libertarians you know. Go to any libertarian events in person or online.
Sure.
I mean, it's pretty clear what the demographics are. That's
it's
not really
clear.
in dispute.
Okay.
But
what are you disputing then? Why? You're mad that people keep asking the question.
I'm not.
You're frustrated enough where you wanted to talk about it on national radio. So something's bugging you about that question. What is it?
I'm not mad that anybody has ever been like, hey, why is this? But at the end of the day, it's a philosophical position, and you present the philosophical position, and people either accept it, reject it, or ask questions.
Okay. Yep. That sounds accurate.
I don't know that we're ignoring anyone's questions. So, the people who choose to reject it, we can't... I mean, what are we supposed to do? Go kidnap women and make them be libertarians?
No, that would be a very anti-libertarian.
Yeah, that wouldn't even make sense. Like,
well,
so
let's talk more about it coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you are a female libertarian or you just have an opinion, we're here for you. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program. As always, you're free to call in and talk about anything you want to discuss. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And tonight it's Ian.
And Melanie.
Also, don't forget, you can go and get interactive in a variety of different ways on our website. I mentioned earlier our forum, which is actually how I got the idea to even consider doing Twitch streaming. I always thought Twitch is a video game website. I mean, I've actually watched a little bit of Twitch streaming here and there, and there's some interesting games to watch people play, and I'm sure some very interesting personalities out there playing them. But it's always been like I never really even considered that there were other options on Twitch. But it turns out there actually are. They have an IRL tag where it's just people doing things in real life. Like, I don't know, going shopping or something like that. And so when I saw that, I thought, oh, okay, well, not everything there is gaming related. That's not to say we haven't talked about video gaming on Free Talk Live. We certainly did recently, within the last couple weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, we talked about the Battlefront controversy where, I don't know if you follow any kind of gaming, anything, Melanie, but the Star Wars game that came out recently, big, you know, major AAA level kind of game. They just kind of screwed over their fans by charging money to give them access.
Oh, yeah, I heard. Okay, yeah, I heard of that. They charged for a full game, but they ran it like a...
Yeah, you have to pay the full game price.
They ran it like one of those premium games. Yeah,
so you pay the full game price to get the game, but you don't get Luke Skywalker or one of the other special characters. You've got to like either grind for thousands of points or pay up. And so they actually, there was such a fan uprising over that EA Games actually changed how they did it. I guess they made it easier to get them by doing the grinding thing. So we talked about that. So it is open phones here, and you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. But if you want to get interactive on our website, there are different ways to do that. I mentioned the forum. You go to forum.freetalklive.com. You can talk to other Free Talk Live listeners there. Hosts of the show are there as well. And it's a great way to interact. that is not Facebook. It's completely outside of those centrally controlled corporate megalopolis systems. So anyway, go to forum.freetalklive.com. We go to Leah in Manchester. We're talking about women in the liberty movement or the lack thereof and Melanie's frustration with people continuing to ask that question. We haven't really gotten into why it bugs you here in moments. But Leah is on the line, and maybe you can shed some light on this discussion, Leah.
It doesn't bug me. I live in New Hampshire. I've been here for a long time. I don't know why it would bug anybody. It is self-evident. It's obvious. There aren't very many women attracted to it. And I think it's also pretty obvious why, because libertarianism is based on logic. It's not based on emotion. And
are you saying that women can't handle logic?
No. What I'm saying is women are more emotional than men are. They just are. It's just a fact.
Women and as a species, accurate.
I'm talking with a broad brush here. There's obviously going to be differences among individuals. They're going to be outliers to the norm, but the normal situation is women are more emotionally based than men are. And because libertarianism is based on logic, you are going to have more men attracted to it than women. And I don't think that will ever change.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. That's sort of like the common response. But, I mean, I don't know about you, but I get kind of emotional when I see a cop bashing somebody's head in. Like, that makes me angry if I see that happen.
Okay, but there's plenty of people. Okay, so NWA is not anarchist, but they wrote the song that they wrote.
Yeah.
So
F the police?
Yeah. So you can hate police and not be libertarian at all.
Right.
There's plenty of people who hate the police. You can hate the police for good reasons, bad reasons, logical reasons, emotional reasons. Hating the police does not make you a libertarian. So
no.
The fact that you hate the police was not going to be enough to convert you.
I don't hate anybody. I mean, I was just
or angry at the police, whatever.
I get what you're saying, but I'm giving you an example of, well, that's an emotion, right? Feeling frustration or
anger.
Right,
but it's not going to get you to libertarianism.
Okay, but...
Yeah,
but,
and plenty of our fellow libertarian activists are highly emotional people. I'm not saying that we're devoid of emotion. What
right.
I'm saying is, our decision making is based on logic. We have emotion.
Yeah,
but
of
our decision making is based on logic.
With politics,
it's almost all emotion. No matter which side of the political divide people fall on, it's almost always based on emotion.
Yeah, it's not a dichotomy. It's not either you're a robot or you're an SJW. There's a spectrum, and you fall somewhere on that between logic and emotion, and most people, with few, if any, exceptions of people who have ever lived, don't have both. But as a species, men are more logical. Therefore, you're going to get more men in any philosophical position, and libertarianism being a philosophical position has more men. That should not surprise anyone.
Well, what about you, Leah? I mean, you're talking about logic here. You're a female, presumably. So what was it? I mean, are you saying that you're more logical than your female counterparts, or that you just were lucky?
No, I'm saying that my decision-making, in the end, when it comes time for the decision, the logical arguments rise in importance to me over the emotional one. I mean, when I look at the poor people, or I look at the this, or I look at the that, all those things that Republicans and Democrats give us their answers for, I feel the same, you know, oh, those poor people, or oh, the injustice of it all. But the logical answer that the government makes it worse instead of better overrides all that emotion for me. So, because I'm a very emotional person.
Okay.
But I just think that there are going to be fewer women who are going to be able to suspend the emotion long enough to entertain the logical answer and idea and follow it through mentally to come to the decision because they are more tied to emotion.
All right, Leah, that's thank you for the call tonight. Yeah, I appreciate hearing from you. Appreciate your input on the matter. And this has been kind of one of the long-running excuses, one of the long-running explanations for why there aren't as many women. Do you buy that? Do you think that's the primary reason?
I think that's the only reason.
The only reason. Okay.
And, okay, so we're talking about stats. So if you're talking about stats, then you have to go with as a species. That doesn't mean that every woman is more emotional than every man, because obviously there are that's not true.
Yep. There's a scale.
Sure. And I don't know why it's not obvious. Why are there not more women in our philosophical group? Because it's a philosophical group. Whether it's libertarianism, objectivism, any philosophy you want, that's how it's going to play out. Like, I'm sorry. And until we evolve differently, that's how it's going to be. Is that a problem, especially considering the fact that the state exists? So if you're not a libertarian, that kind of doesn't necessarily mean that you support the state, but de facto it kind of does for the most part. So, yes. But that doesn't mean that there's anything we can do about it.
Well, what about restructuring the message of libertarianism to appeal to emotion? I mean, certainly there are ways to sell women who, what you're saying, are not interested because it's philosophy, they're not interested because it's logic. Why not get them interested because getting the government out of their lives would be better for their children?
Okay, because if I if I change the message to be able to sell it to more people, then I'm not selling the same thing. If I water down...
I'm not saying water it down.
Okay. You
know, abolishing the state would be good for people being able to raise their children the way they want to raise their children. Right? You wouldn't get arrested for sending your kids to the park, you know, in the middle of the day, as people are getting arrested in places like California and New York. I mean, aren't there mothers out there who feel the emotion of shock and, you know, surprise and frustration when they hear about other parents, other mothers being arrested?
Yeah, there are. And I was talking to one of them in a porcupine-type group the other day about one of the education bills that's coming up.
The porcupine's the mascot of the Free State Project, the migration of libertarians who've come here. So let's get to your story about that. So you're talking with another
woman. Really a story. It was just an example.
Okay. Well, I would like to hear what the example was. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got hour number two on the way. And if you want to weigh in on this question of the dearth of women in the Liberty Movement, you're welcome to join us. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.